Up next on the teleconference is Rutgers head coach Chris Ash. The Scarlet Knights are 2-1 overall and host Iowa at noon Eastern time on ESPN2. Coach, thank you very much for joining us. If you could give us some quick opening comments, then we'll open it up for questions.
Yeah, well, we're excited to open Big Ten Conference play here at home against a very good opponent in Iowa. Got a ton of respect for Coach Ferentz, his staff, his program, and the success that they've had for a long time. And we're excited for the challenge, the opportunity to go out and continue to try to improve. Won a come-from-behind victory against a good New Mexico team last Saturday, and just really happy for our kids, the way they continue to fight and won't quit and keep trying to get better, and really like the chemistry of the football team right now. So with that, I'll go ahead and open it to questions.
Thanks, Coach. We'll take those questions now.
To ask a question, please press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue, following two prompts, we will conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question comes from Jesse Temple, ESPN.com.
Chris, I know you're focused on Iowa, but I had a quick question for you from your Wisconsin days, if you don't mind. Wisconsin's playing Michigan State in East Lansing this week, first time since that wild Hail Mary game 5 years ago. I was just wondering, what do you remember about how that play developed?
Well, it was one of the most gut-wrenching plays of my career. I see it a lot being replayed on the Big Ten Network, and whenever people show special situations of not how to defend end of game plays like a Hail Mary, I see it a lot. I just it's gut-wrenching because it happened, and the way it happened, we just didn't execute the Hail Mary defense that we had the way we wanted to, and the end result wasn't good. And hats off to Michigan State and the way that they executed in that situation. But bad play and a bad memory of my career.
Sorry to bring it up. And one more for you. When you were defensive coordinator there, how did you used to teach players to defend a Hail Mary?
Well, it starts with you got to keep the quarterback in the pocket. The next thing you got to do is you got to try to get jams and reroutes and slow the receivers down, getting down the field and get them on different levels. You have to have a guy in the back that's going up to knock the ball down. You got to get guys that finish and box out at the what we call the launch spot, which is around the goal line. Got to have a guy behind looking for the tips and a guy in front trying to clean things up. And as you look at that play from that particular game, everything started out well, but we lost contain on the quarterback. We didn't box out at the launch spot, and then we had a player that was going up for the ball that missed time to jump and actually hit him in the face mask and landed, popped out about on the 1 yard line, and it was caught by a Michigan State player, and he fell in the end zone for a touchdown.
Thank you, Chris.
Again, if you have a question, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your next question comes from Garrett Sutton, ScarletReport.com.
Hey, Chris. Just wanted to gauge an idea on, the linebacker depth right now. If Trevor Morris isn't able to give it a go, how confident are you in the ability of a guy like Eric Margolis? What does he bring to the linebacker group as a backup?
He's a kid that's gotten a lot of reps here. Don't know, what he'll do on game day. Hasn't gotten any game day reps yet. So, there's a lot to be determined, but I like the way that he's worked and the reps that he's gotten in practice. He's shown that hopefully he'll be ready when his number is called to go out and play. But there's no decision made on Trevor Morris playing or not playing at this moment. So we're fully anticipating Trevor being there. And if he's not, then we'll move on with Eric.
And then with the linebacker depth, obviously you shuffled the guys around a little bit. Ronnie moved to the Sam this week, getting reps there. Would you have any plan of playing maybe any freshman linebackers this year if the situation called for it?
Right now there's only one freshman linebacker that we would consider ready to play in a game, and that's Tyreek Williams. He's playing on special teams right now. He's been getting some reps at linebacker too with the twos, but he would be potentially the only one.
Thanks, Chris.
Yep.
Coach, thank you very much for your time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you. Take care.